Now verse 11, and all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. That is, they were not to depart from the living and true God. And as long as they served him, there was blessing. When they failed to serve him, why, there came upon them the curses, the judgments came upon them. And that is their story. Now we find here, and I'll read just a few verses now, beginning at verse 12, if thou shalt hear say in one of thy cities, which the Lord thy God hath given thee to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods which ye have not known. Then shalt thou inquire and make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it be true. In other words, they're not to do anything rashly. A thorough investigation must be made and the truth arrived at. And behold, if it be truth, and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof, with the edge of the sword. And thou shalt gather all the spoil of it into the midst of the street thereof, and shall burn with fire the city, and all the spoil thereof every whit, for the Lord thy God, and it shall be an heap forever, shall not be built again. Now this again is very severe, but here is where a city, an entire city, would be destroyed. Now suppose there's somebody in that city that hadn't gone after the way. Well, the question would be, had they protested it? Or they sat lackadaisically aside? And if they had done nothing about it, they were to be judged along with the rest. You see, a great many folk think it's Christian to be silent. And there's so many Christians that won't take a stand on important issues, on when actually truth is at stake. And I don't mean on this petty stuff that we have today. And as a result, why, they like to think, well, and you hear the old cliche, silence is golden. Well, friends, sometimes it's yellow, not golden. And we do need to take a stand. God made it clear that if a man lived in a city, why, he might be in a minority, but he's to protest that which is wrong.